Good morning. Today's scripture comes from the gospel appointed for today's morning prayer, Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. It reads, "When you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift." The Episcopal liturgy takes these verses very seriously. The structure of our liturgy is such that the general confession and absolution takes place before the exchange of peace, which solely aligns with the image of reconciliating with your brothers and sisters before coming forward for Holy Communion. I invite you to reflect with me today on relationships in our lives that may need to be reconciled. How can we be that instrument of peace to ourselves and to others before we come next Sunday to worship the Lord? Today's closing prayer may be found on page 823 of the Book of Common Prayer. Prayer number 26, for those who suffer for the sake of conscience. Let us pray. O God, our Father, whose Son forgave his enemies while he was suffering shame and death, strengthen those who suffer for the sake of conscience when they are accused. Save them from speaking in hate. When they are rejected, save them from bitterness. When they are imprisoned, save them from despair. And to us, your servants, give grace to respect their witness and discern the truth that our society may be cleansed and strengthened. This we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ, our merciful and righteous judge. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new reflection or sign up for my blog Inner Altar to automatically receive each reflection in your inbox. May the peace of Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.